Voting in the presidential election and other down-ballot races comes to a close tomorrow. Hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites have already submitted their absentee ballots, and tomorrow people can go to the polls in person. They open at 7 in the morning and close at 8 o'clock in the evening. The head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission joins us now for a reminder on what we need to bring to cast our vote, how to register, and more. And if you have a question about the different ways to cast your vote or what you need to make it happen, give us a call now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We've got a line for you there. Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Megan, thanks for being with us on this very busy day.
Well, of course. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
This election is different from what we're used to in some major ways, but it's worth getting a reminder about just the normal aspects of voting. One of those is voter ID. What do we need at the polls?
Thanks so much for that question, because you're right. You know, as folks head to the polls tomorrow, that's a really important one. All voters are required to show a photo ID at the polls when they're voting. So every voter that casts an in-person ballot at the polls has to show a photo ID. Now, that ID can be something like a Wisconsin ID or a Wisconsin driver license. It can be a U.S. passport, a military ID, a tribal ID, a student ID, or one of the others that are designated by law. That ID does not, if you're using a state of Wisconsin ID card or a driver license, it does not need to have the star in the upper right-hand corner that signifies it as a quote-unquote real ID for the DMV. So star or no star on your ID, you're good to go.
What if it's expired?
Yeah. If it's expired, if it's a Wisconsin ID card or state ID, it can be expired since the last general election. So it can be expired since November of 2018. It also doesn't have to have your current address on it, which I still find a lot of folks sometimes don't know. So when you're showing your photo ID, they're looking to see that your name conforms to the name on the poll book. They're looking to see that you reasonably resemble the photo. And they're looking to make sure that it's not expired or it's expired within those deadlines that is provided under law. But they're not looking for a current address. So if you don't have your current address printed on your ID, that's okay. That's still good for voting.
And what should you do? Because I think voters try their best and poll workers are trained to the best of their ability. And there can still be some circumstances where we might have the lines crossed. If you feel like you have the right information, but you can't move forward actually trying to vote, what should you do?
Yeah, thanks. So there's a couple of things that you can do. One is I would recommend that all voters, as you're getting ready for the polls tomorrow, go to myvote.wi.gov. That's the state's website where you can check your registration, you can learn about photo ID, you can find that information. So arm yourself with that information as you head to the polls. And then if you find yourself in a situation where it just doesn't seem like maybe somebody knows the right answers that, you know, is administering that process, you can always give us a call at the State Elections Commission, or you can call your local election official. Another option at your polls on election day is talk to the chief inspector. So every polling place has a chief inspector. This is the person in charge at the polls. And so if there is a question, you can engage them, and they can also help to escalate that issue if it does need to go to the state or to the clerk's office.
And we'll make sure that we do have a link up to the My Vote Wisconsin website so people can also find it at WPR.org/Central Time. Megan, if you're not registered to vote, you can still do that at the polls on Election Day in Wisconsin. What do we need to register?
When you're registering to vote at the polls on Election Day, every voter has to show a proof of residence document. Now, most voters, you're already registered to vote, so you don't have to go through this step. But if your name or your address has changed since you last voted, or if you're a new voter to the state of Wisconsin, you're going to need to get registered. And so you're going to have to bring with you that proof of residence document. And that can be something like a utility bill or a bank statement. It could be your Wisconsin driver license or ID card if it has a current address on it. Another thing about proof of residence, again, which is used when you're registering to vote, is that you can show it electronically. So let's say you get to the polls and you don't have a utility bill or a bank statement with you. You could actually look it up electronically on your phone or mobile device and show your poll worker your proof of residence document electronically.
So there are lots of options there. We also know that some people can only vote later in the evening. What happens if it's getting close to 8 o'clock and you don't know if you'll have time to get in there, especially if there are lines? What should people know about how long they're allowed to vote?
So, right, polls are open until 8 p.m. That's a deadline set by statute. But that being said, if you're in line by 8 o'clock, you're still going to be able to cast your ballot. So at 8 o'clock, each polling place is going to sort of have a marker in line if there is a line. So it's usually somebody that has a yellow vest on or something like that that's a poll worker, and they mark sort of the cutoff of 8 p.m. But as long as you're in line by 8 o'clock, you will be able to cast your ballot.
All right. Yeah, that's really important information, because if it's 7:55 and you think there's no way I'm going to get to the, you know, get into the actual site because I see people in line, the answer is, but still go, still wait, because as long as you're there, by the time it closes, you'll have an opportunity to be heard.
Exactly.
We know that clerks around the state are dealing with more absentee ballots this year than we've seen before. They're not allowed to start tabulating those until Election Day. Can you talk us through that process, why it will take extra time and labor?
Sure. So absentee ballots, so whether you voted absentee by mail or in-person absentee, those are sent to your polling place or to a central count facility to be counted on Election Day. And so unlike a voter appearing in person, they have to look at your certificate to make sure that the voter has signed their certificate. They also have to make sure that the witness has signed the certificate and that the witness has added their address. And so all of those things to make sure that the absentee ballot is sufficient have to be done at the polls on Election Day, because the law does not allow the poll workers to start opening and processing those ballots until the polls are open, because counting absentees is part of the public process of Election Day. It's all publicly observable, and it has to happen while the polls are open.
Gotcha. Do we know what the return rate is so far? We know that there are a lot of people who've requested them, but how many have actually gotten back to clerks?
Yeah, so there have been about 2.1 million absentee ballots that have been issued in the state of Wisconsin, and that's out of an expected turnout of just over 3 million, which we historically see in a presidential election in our state. And of those ballots, there are about 200,000 that have not yet been returned. Now, however, that's not a perfect number, because some of those voters might have chosen to instead utilize in-person absentee, or might choose to instead vote at the polls on Election Day. But there are some, about 91% of all absentee ballots that have been issued have been returned. But if somebody does have an absentee ballot still in hand, they should know that they can still return their ballot, but they need to do so in person. So return it to your local clerk's office, to a local drop box, or to your polling place or central count facility on Election Day.
All right. We are talking with Megan Wolf, who's the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, ahead of Election Day tomorrow. And we've got Bailey from Fox Lake, Wisconsin, who has a question. Hi, Bailey.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. So I just moved from Beaver Dam to Fox Lake last month, and I had emailed the DMV to change my proof of residence. And so I had got that done, and they did it without me sending any kind of proof that I actually lived there. I just wanted to make sure that I don't, and I got my registration card in the email. I just wanted to make sure that that's still valid, or if I need to bring my my proof of residence with me again.
Bailey, thanks for that question. Go ahead, Megan. Sorry.
No, thank you so much for that question. So first step is, I'm not sure if this is just something you did at the DMV or if you've already registered to vote, but I would recommend that you start by going to myvote.wi.gov. You can look up your voter record and make sure that you're registered at your current address. And if you're not, and you need to get registered, you can't do that online anymore, but you can do it at the polls tomorrow, and then you're going to have to bring something, a proof of residence document, with you to get that registration done. And so if your license is up to date and it has your new address on it, that's great. You can use that both for registering to vote and for photo ID. But if your license doesn't have your new address printed on it, then you're going to need to bring something else like utility bill and bank statement. So double check My Vote. And if you're not sure if you're registered to vote at the correct address, make sure you bring a proof of residence document with you so you can register tomorrow.
All right, Bailey, yeah, just make sure that you've got everything you might need. Thanks so much for giving us a call at 800-642-1234. If you've got a question, now is the time. We're talking about how to cast your ballot, about different options for voting safely around the state with Megan Wolf, who is Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, and we're getting the last-minute reminders on voting in person tomorrow. So give us a call at 800-642-1234. We continue this conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina. We're talking with Megan Wolf, who is administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, talking about what we need to know if we still need to cast our vote in this presidential election. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. You're part of this conversation. Want to make sure that you get the information that you need for your voice to be heard. That number again is 800-642-1234. 1234. Megan, I want to circle back to this idea of if I already have an absentee ballot, but I haven't returned it, what I really need to do. I mean, I still have the opportunity to vote in person, or I can still drop it off. There's always a little bit of confusion here because I kind of committed to one thing, but maybe I wasn't able to follow through. That doesn't mean I have to give up.
Right. That's a great question. So if you still have your ballot in hand, so you requested an absentee ballot be sent to you by mail, you are actually eligible to vote at the polls on election day as long as you don't return that ballot. So if you haven't returned that ballot back yet, you can either A, drop it off with your local election official, so you can go to the clerk's office either today or tomorrow, or find a drop box in your community and drop it off, or you could not return it, and then you can vote at the polls on the election day tomorrow. Now, I need to point out, though, that if you've already returned your absentee ballot, so if you dropped it in the mail, even if you dropped it in the mail in the last few days and it hasn't made it back yet, if you've returned your absentee ballot, you are not eligible to vote or receive a ballot at the polls tomorrow on election day.
Okay, so if you got the ballot, even if you dropped it in the mail Saturday, it might not get there, but also you're not able to vote on election day in person.
That's right. The law says that if you've returned your absentee ballot, you're not eligible to receive one at the polls on election day. But if you haven't returned it, you can still vote at the polls.
But then it has to get to the commission, to the clerk's office by 8 p.m. on election day, or it doesn't count.
That's right.
Okay. And if someone has requested a ballot but didn't actually receive an absentee ballot yet, is that different?
Nope. So if you've requested an absentee ballot but you haven't yet received it, again, as long as you haven't returned that ballot, put it in the mail yet, you're still eligible to be able to vote at the polls on election day. So if you made the request but you don't yet have the ballot, then you're eligible to vote at the polls tomorrow.
Let's talk about some of the mechanics of this. We need a witness for filling out that absentee ballot. If we don't have someone at home to do that, should we bring the blank ballot to the polls and go from there? What are our options?
Another good question. So if you have that ballot still at home and you haven't returned it yet and you want to vote at the polls tomorrow because you don't have a witness or you that is what you'd prefer, then what you're going to do is you're just going to go to the polls and vote an in-person ballot at the polls. So you can't bring your absentee with you and vote your absentee at the polls. You have to cancel, destroy that absentee ballot, and then be issued an in-person ballot at the polls on election day. So you can't kind of do a hybrid approach of those two methods. But if you haven't returned that absentee yet, you can still just vote at the polls on election day. So no need to bring that ballot with you. You'll just be issued an in-person ballot at the polls on election day.
All right. And on this subject, as we're talking with Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf, we've got Jennifer in Sun Prairie with a question. Hi, Jennifer.
I actually think you may have just answered it, but my question was if you received a ballot and you put it in the mail and you are worried that it's not going to get there on time, can you then get it canceled and vote in person? But I believe you may have just answered that.
Yeah, Jennifer, let's double check, though. Megan, is the answer no?
The answer is no, right? If you've returned it, even if that means you put it in the mail and it hasn't been received yet, the law says if you've returned the ballot, you're not eligible to vote at the polls tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for the clarification, Megan. And Jennifer, thanks for the question. Hopefully, if that is your situation, the mail is quite speedy for you and your vote is counted. Want to go now to Lionel in Madison. Hi, Lionel.
Yeah, hi. I was just curious. I do not have COVID myself, but I do know somebody that's stuck at home with COVID now. They're not hospitalized, but they are actually stuck at home. What are their options?
Oh, good question. Thanks for that right now. And Megan, what are the options at home or in the hospital?
Yeah, so there's two options. One is a hospitalized elector, so somebody that's hospitalized in an actual care facility, or actually if you're at home and you're isolated or quarantined under doctor's orders, then you are eligible to use the hospitalized elector process. And what that means is that you're going to have an agent, someone of your choosing, actually bring your absentee ballot request and your photo ID to your clerk's office to get your ballot. They'll then bring that ballot back to the hospitalized or the quarantined voter for them to vote. And then that agent will also return their ballot to the clerk's office or to the polls or to the drop box for it to be counted. So that's one option. The second is curbside voting. So every polling place is required to have curbside voting available for voters that have disabilities or other reasons why they can't enter the polling place. And so you would also be able to utilize that option, a curbside ballot at the polling place, and they're trained to be able to deliver that process safely for both the poll worker and the voter.
All right. So again, if you haven't voted, but you are dealing with some challenges for COVID-19, don't give up. And Megan, any final thoughts as we ramp up to Election Day?
So, you know, again, I think the best place to start as you head to the polls is to go to myvote.wi.gov, find your polling place, view your sample ballot, make sure you've got the photo ID that you need to participate. You can track your absentee, and I think it's a really great place to start to make sure that you've got a plan as you head in tomorrow. But if you run into any issues, questions, trouble, please reach out to the chief inspector at your polling place, your local election official, or us at the state, and we'd be glad to help you with any of those tricky situations.
Megan, thank you for joining us in this really busy time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Quick recap, polls in Wisconsin open from 7 in the morning tomorrow until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We are past the deadlines for voting absentee. Don't put your ballot in the mail, and also past in-person absentee. If you do still have an absentee ballot, the Wisconsin Elections Commission wants you to return it in person as soon as possible. That's directly to your municipal clerk's office or to a drop box location if there's one nearby. Now to COVID-19. We don't have a vaccine to prevent COVID-19. One is not expected to be widely available until next year. So anyone can get the disease, including President Donald Trump. When he came down with the disease, the president received treatment few in Wisconsin or the rest of the country have access to. Shemaine Mills reports.
The current treatment are largely experimental. Only one, the antiviral drug remdesivir, has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. A different drug, Trump hailed as a cure, is still being investigated in clinical trials. The drug maker, Regeneron, was quick to point that out after the president touted it as something it's not. Doctors also chimed in.
And I don't see it as being a cure. I do believe it's going to be a very good medicine, though.
That's Dr. William Hartman. He oversees three clinical trials for the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, including one for Regeneron's monoclonal antibody cocktail. That's what President Trump got as part of his treatment. But patients in clinical trials don't know if they're getting a placebo or the medicine. That's how researchers compare results to see if a drug works. And that's why the antibody made by Regeneron isn't widely available. Scientists still need to test it for effectiveness and safety. In mid-October, fewer than 24 Wisconsin patients had gotten the antibody under the UW clinical trial. Lane Manning was one of them. He sells real estate in the Madison area.
So this is one of my active lists, and we're on a couple of them. This is a great little house here in McFarland, technically Blooming Grove, which means you've got a well instead of municipal water. Water costs here.
Manning has recovered from COVID-19. He got sick while visiting his sister in Florida, where he helped her with a remodeling project.
I was a little fatigued, tired, but I thought that was because I was working on a house for 3 days, right? You know, grinding away and it was drywall. It was removing wallpaper. Like, it was stuff that would make you normally cough for a day or two. Nothing was out of the ordinary.
It wasn't an ordinary cough, but a symptom of COVID-19. After Manning tested positive, he isolated himself from the rest of the family for 2 weeks in the basement of his Fitchburg home. Still, his 13-year-old daughter became infected. She lost her sense of smell. And even though Manning's case was mild, he knows how devastating the disease can be.
But yeah, I have a total health respect for it. That's why I'm doing studies. That's why I'm doing this research.
While most treatments are still unproven, a patient who gets COVID now is likely to be better off than those who got a serious case of the illness this spring, says Dr. Hartman.
When we started in March, it really felt like we jumped out of the plane first and then decided to build the parachute. We didn't know what was going to be effective and what wasn't.
Treatments have improved, but so is testing, says Dr. Michael Landrum. He works at Bellin Health in Green Bay, one of the areas hit hardest by the pandemic.
Back in March and April, testing was constrained, and so you had to be really sick and needing hospitalization before you could get a test. So we were only detecting those patients who were sickest. And so naturally, the death rate appeared to be quite high back then.
But as the pandemic gets worse in Wisconsin, daily death counts are regularly breaking records. And without a vaccine, doctors say the best way to prevent the disease is to cover your face, wash your hands, and socially distance. For those who contract the disease, some hospitals are near capacity, but doctors have a better idea what they're facing, says Landrum.
We at least have somewhat of a playbook of how we're approaching this illness. We still have a long way to go.
A sobering reminder as many grow impatient for an end to a pandemic that shows no signs of slowing down. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is the Ideas Network.